Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That was Jalen Lane's music. 90-yard punt return for a touchdown. Hashtag he a hokey. And he is joining us now on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. By the way, big show announcement in 1 hour today at 5:25. We're finally ready to make our big show announcement. So make sure you're listening in an hour. But we got business to tend to. Let's talk to Jalen Lane. Jalen, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
We're great, buddy.
We're doing better than that call was of your punt return touchdown. That was a hell of a play. You wouldn't have known it by the call, but it was a really impressive, amazing, high-energy play. You wouldn't have known it based on what Chris Myers did. But what did you think as the ball's coming down? What are you? Is it space? I mean, did he outkick his coverage? Like, it seemed like you had some real estate. Take us through it. What were you thinking?
Yeah, man, I knew the call we had. I knew we had a vice on the gunners, so I was like, I wasn't worried about them getting down. I was just seeing what kind of kick it was, what kind of hang, and you know, he's a good punter, so when he kicks it good, he's going to outkick his coverage, and, you know, I felt like I had space, and then if you just look at it, man, I just had to make one guy miss. Everybody else was blocked up. So, you know, sure, I get the credit on the stat sheet, but my punt return team, they put in work for sure.
How soon after you catch that ball and you're matriculating up the field as you're talking about, how soon after that do you know, dude, I'm going to score? Like, at what point in the run are you like, this is a touchdown? Like, when did you know?
It was right after I kind of got through that first little hole, and then I saw it was open field and then the punter. I was like, oh, this is six. So I just made sure I just outrun it. I was like, I got to hit the Jets. If I get caught, then I'm not going to hear the end of it from anybody. So,
what about the punter, though? What was your level of confidence? Because
he made a good effort, honestly.
Honestly, it was closer than I thought to him actually tackling you when I went back and watched it. How sure were you that he was not going to prevent you from your first touchdown?
I mean, you know, I'm very confident in my abilities. And, like, no offense to any punter anywhere. I love Tressway. But, you know, we get paid to make people miss. And, you know, that's one of the last people you want to let tackle you, especially on a big play like that. So you got to make it happen.
I'm just texting Tress real quick. You said punters are not really football players.
You can't see me.
That's what I prefaced. Yeah. I said I love Tress.
What is you said a vice on the gunners. Like, what is that technique? What does that mean? You're just running them?
We got the gunners doubled up. You know, we don't call it every play. It was one of those instances. You know, we're trying to get a good return, just take the gunners out of the equation, essentially.
So the opposite of that, I would imagine, then, is like isolation, man, like one-on-one with a gunner, and then you have more guys to try to block the punt?
Yeah, pretty much. We got a bunch of different schemes. Just in that situation, even one-on-one in my other returns, Noah and Ham, them boys, they did a great job one-on-one too. So, you know, shout out to them.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Jalen Lane with us. Sorry, buddy. Jalen Lane with us here on Grant and Danny. It seems to be you guys on teams are really taking advantage in terms of returns. Obviously, your ability is evident. It's obvious how quick you are in the burst, getting upfield, et cetera. But both in terms of coverage and of returns, it feels like you guys are a little bit ahead of your opponents right now in terms of that. A, is that the feeling that you have? And B, where does that come from?
I think it just comes from just our standards that we set. From ourselves way back in OTAs, you know, the first meeting that I ever had with Coach Izzo was he was yelling fast and physical. That's what we're going to be. We're going to be a violent unit on all phases of the game. And, yeah, even back from week one to Green Bay and to now, you're seeing big returns. You see big plays on punt and kickoff, things like that. And, you know, that's just kind of the standard we have for our team. And we know if we win that phase of the game, that's going to help us, you know, get the win ultimately.
So I'm going somewhere with this, but I want to make this open-ended, and then I'll come back to kind of my point. What is your philosophy as a punt returner when you're returning a punt?
One, get the ball back for the offense. That's the number one goal when I'm back there. You know, whatever happens, if a bad kick, whatever, as long as we get the ball back, my job was successful. But, you know, the cherry on top is, you know, getting a first down or any 10-plus, that's cherry on top. And then the cake is, you know, housing it and, you know, making a big play like that. So that's kind of like my mindset when I'm going back.
Well, the reason I ask is because, to me, a great punt returner, and it's easier said than done because there's always different things going on in front of you. But it's the up the field, no wasted movement, no like jab step, sideways stuff. I don't remember a punt returner here in a long time who catches the ball and immediately runs forward. And you seem to do that every single time. There's almost never lateral steps or sideways movement. I mean, is that just kind of the design and how it's worked out? Or is that like a paradigm thing for you that's your philosophy?
I mean, yeah, I've always kind of had that philosophy. You know, I don't want to do too much side-to-side movement because in this league, man, everybody's fast. Everybody's athletic. You go east and west, and they're going to end up making a play. So just try to put pressure on them. But also, it's kind of just a faith I have in the unit. Like, them boys, like I got to give them all the credit because, you know, they're the ones, you know, rushing the line and blocking them and holding up the gunner so I can have the confidence back there to know I got space and know that you know, I can get vertical.
So I've got another logistical kind of return question, and I'm going somewhere with this. Jalen, did you play hoops at all growing up?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I didn't play my senior year, but I played from a kid all the way through high school pretty much.
Were you good?
I was pretty good. I mean,
what was your career high in points? Challenged. Let's guess what his career high in points in a game was.
He had a 38-point game once. That's Jalen Lane.
I'm going to say he scored 29 in a game.
Oh, that was both close. Actually, my best game, I remember this so vividly. Eighth grade, I hit like 4 threes. I ended up having like 33 points.
Ooh, right, Danny there. Was on it.
Yeah, it was pretty close.
Okay.
So here's why I asked. There was one return where it looked like your blocker was on to your left. Okay, so he's on the defender's right side. And it looked like, so that's the side he's on. And it's almost like one of those screens where the defender's leaning so hard that you turned down the screen and went by him to the right. How much of that is instinct, I'm quicker, this guy's leaning, or how much of that is this is where the play or the return is designed to go?
I think that was mostly just kind of instinct. Mm-hmm. And like that punt, it was a little shorter and didn't have much hang, so I had to run up and get it. And my momentum was kind of taking me there. And, you know, I didn't think it was a flag on Noah on that play. But, you know, you can't control the refs. But honestly, looking at the film, if I go inside of Noah, then I'm sure they don't throw that flag. And, you know, we get a 25-yard return right there. But, you know, there's stuff to learn from.
Jalen Lane, first punt return touchdown for the Commanders since 2016. If you're looking for a 90-plus yarder, you got to go way back before that. How old were you in 2016?
2016. Hey, what grade was I in? How old am I now? I was around 13, 14, something like that.
Okay, so oh my God. You're in middle school the last time somebody returned a punt for a touchdown for the Commanders. Hey, when did this start? This is kind of a philosophy thing, too. So I'm old enough to remember you put your heels on the 10-yard line, and if the ball goes over your head, you're not allowed to go back in there to field it. And now there are dudes fielding the ball at the 4, at the 3, college, NFL, and it doesn't seem like coaches are upset. Like, I know punters have gotten better, and maybe that's part of it, but what are the new rules now, and when did it change?
Well, it's still definitely heel. For us, we do heels on the 8 and don't back up, but it's just certain situations. You know, if they're like obviously like on the 40 or 50 yard line and they're in like a poop situation, then you're probably not going to get a return because they're going to be down there pretty quick. But in that situation, they were, I don't know what yard line they were on, but he just got a good kick. And, you know, if you got space, you know, you for sure, you feel like you can get past the 20, you know, you might as well help with field position.
But I'm sure you see this, like watching the NFL every weekend, there's dudes that are like backpedaling to the 4 and catching balls. Or I saw one yesterday where a guy like was back to the punter, like tracking it like a center fielder running toward the fence. And he fields a ball at the 2 and it like carries him into the end zone. You're like, what in the hell are you thinking? Like what? Whatever happened to heels on this yard line and don't go backwards? Like, I don't know.
I don't know. I just think, you know, field position just plays a big part in today's game. And, you know, you got confident guys back there who feel like, you know, they can make a play no matter where they're at. And I just feel like that's kind of – I see what you're saying. I feel like it's been a trend definitely over the past couple of years.
Jalen, how comfortable do you feel as a receiver in this league just yet? And where do you think, you know, your journey is going to take you in that regard?
Yeah, I definitely feel comfortable. I'm definitely just I'm just trying to grow each and every day. You know, I feel like I'm in a great room with Terry, Devo, Noah, Chris Moore, guys who've been in the league for a really long time and been doing it at a high level. So, you know, I'm just, like I said, every day I'm just trying to grow. Just take coaching points. And Coach Ingram, he's been doing a great job as well, just, you know, helping all the young guys.
You had a chance yesterday on your first touchdown catch, kind of a back shoulder ball. Looked like maybe could have made a play on it. Would have been tough, but take us through that play. What'd you see?
Yeah, it was a double candy. We tried to get them off sides, and they did jump, but I don't think they crossed the neutral zone. But, you know,
should have been called, by the way.
Yeah. You know, Marcus, he gave me a great ball, and, you know, at the end of the day, I got to come down with it. And, you know, we talked about it in film earlier today, but, you know, that's stuff my mindset, like the rest of the game, I'm trying to like make up for that. You know, I flush it in the moment because you don't want that to mess you up. I'm like, man, I got to make up. And it happened to be on punt return that I made up for it. But, you know, that's just kind of my mindset going into it. And, you know, next time I'm going to make that play. And that's how I'm just approaching that.
Well, the day was a net win. You more than made up for it with a 90-yard punt return.
What a moment.
Jalen Lane of the Commanders, kind enough to give us a few minutes on Grant and Danny. Hey, before we let you go, any truth to the rumor? So the guy that answered the call when you called in, Toby Altizer, we call him Hokie Altizer. He works on the Virginia Tech Network. He's been singing in your praises since they drafted you and screaming about you. So is there any chance to the rumor that Hokie Altizer actually was involved in some way behind the scenes in the big touchdown that took place yesterday, and does he get any credit for what happened?
I'm not going to lie, I have no clue. If you've been out there, you know, speaking it into existence, I appreciate you.
There you go.
Keep doing it.
That's Hokie's music.
That is Hokie's music.
I mean, Hokie was saying every week that this was the week you were about to rip a punt return touchdown, and it took week three, and Hokie was, you should have seen him today, walking around like Vince
McMahon.
Like
he did it. You know what I mean?
He walked in with his Jalen Lane jersey on, telling everyone, what did I tell you? He was doing celebration dances in the end zone.
Yeah, tell him to speak that to existence this week too.
We'll tell him to keep chirping. Jalen, thank you. We appreciate you.
Way to go, buddy. Congrats.
Thank y'all.
All right, there you go. We're gonna put him on hold so Hokie can tell him just how good at football he is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.